Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Creative Orange County, the radio show where we interview Orange County, California's creative stars. My name is Susan, and I will be your host, and I'm really thrilled to be back on the air, as you say, and launching my 2016 exclusive interviews with, again, Orange County's creative stars. And joining me today is Andrew Bermudez, and Andrew is a technology and real estate entrepreneur in Orange County, California. He's the co-founder and CEO of Digzy, which is a very interesting kind of tech company. It's a free, intelligent personal assistant that helps you save time finding the perfect office and warehouse space for your business. So we're going to learn more about how that works. And Andrew has also taken upon him himself to be a spokesman for a tech entrepreneurship in Orange County. And he launched a terrific breakfast event, I believe it was last year, on Friday mornings, and he's going to tell us about that. But let's get Andrew on the call, and welcome, Andrew.
Hey, thank you so much, Susan. Thank you for having me. This is very fun.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you. I've been wanting to connect and have you on for, you know, a number of months. So tell us. Tell us about Digzy and you know, some background
sure.
and just where you're at and where you're going.
Yeah, thank you for that opportunity. So I started Digzy simply because of my background in technology and commercial real estate. Back when I was in high school, early college, I used to be a programmer, and I started off at the time in commercial real estate as a junior broker. And a lot of the inefficiencies I saw were solving through programs that I had created internally. I was at Lee & Associates. I was a partner in the Irvine office during the dot-com days. So I had actually come in like around 99. And then by the time, just a few years later, I was vice president of the company. And a year and a half after, I was senior vice president. And I had a team about roughly 10% of the workforce and the agents used to work underneath me there. We still, you know, when I had left to start Digzy, a lot of the agents there that I had recruited are actually now senior brokers there too. And part of my success is that most people always asked was, hey, how are you doing this? You know, you've got, you know, these 50 and 60-year-old guys who have mad relationships and you're somehow in the top five of the top 10. And really it was just process automation that we were achieving through software programs that we were creating. So that kind of, you know, I enjoyed that a lot. And in talking with tenants and business owners and brokers, there was, there's always been a lot of friction. If you talk to most people, everybody, regardless of whether it's Zillow or anybody, everybody agrees that the real estate process is broken. So there's multiple reasons why that is. We had actually started a one technology when I was still in brokerage, which was called Broker Roster, and that eventually over time morphed into what Digzy became. And Digzy is, it solves the biggest problem that that 80% of businesses have. 80% of businesses occupy small space, you know, 5,000 square feet and below, and also, you know, mid-sized businesses, 5,000 square feet to 20,000 square feet. Their biggest complaint is, hey, look, I don't have time to search for real estate online on my own, and I need some help. And to find the help, I need to, you know, spend a lot of time and energy sifting through my networks, calling my venture capitalists, if you have that, calling other business owners, and I really don't have the time to do that, to sit down, reach out, find who potential agents to help me find space, and sit down with them and make sure that they're going to represent my needs. Well, we knew, based on our experience in commercial real estate, who the good brokers were, who the ones who were responsive, who were the ones who made life easier for agents or for businesses. And those agents, what we do is we turn a platform that basically became like a butler, like an app, you know, a butler app that assisted small businesses in finding the perfect commercial real estate for their business by simply posting what they were looking for. Then our technology platform would basically look at all of our what we call partners or butlers to, we call them butlers or experts interchangeably, for business owners, and we'd make the decision programmatically as to who the best person was on in that market to service them. And within a few hours, the business owner would basically have a professional who's looked through all of the listing databases, including those that count that cost thousands of dollars to access, which the public doesn't have access to, and give them a short list of properties that they can look at. And we basically just streamline trying to find a great, great assistant, aka an agent, in the search for space with technology platforms, and the technology platform also makes sure that the agent is performing. So we can we're very asset light. So as opposed to having brokers on board and paying for office space and, you know, having assistance for them, all that stuff, we partner with big firms like CBRE, JLL, and you name it, Colliers, Cushman, Newmark, Knight, Frank, and all those. And they basically, their agents partner up with us to service our clients on demand. So it's free to the entrepreneur.
Okay.
Yeah, it's free to the entrepreneur. The way that we make money is whenever we place a tenant in a building, regardless of the building, the listing agent splits their commission with our on-demand agent, and then we split that commission with the on-demand agent. So it's a win-win situation, no conflict of interest. What we do is just make it really easy for business owners to get service and attention on demand.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I want like a space, maybe like just almost like a co-sharing type space. I mean, I want to be with other individuals, you know, to, you know, have some synergy, but I don't want like a standalone, you know, office space. I want to be able to maybe share and have someone, you know, like I put out the mail and whatever. So I'm going to come to your website and put in those kind of like stats and references that I want. And then, okay, pull me through, you know, what happens after that?
Sure. So let's say regardless of whether you wanted shared space or you wanted your own dedicated space, we treat you the same. There's a little bit less work when you want a co-working space, because what we'll do is we'll get all the co-working spaces to basically reach out to you and say, hey, we've got something that makes sense for you here. And, you know, we don't sell your information. Basically, they're just emailing you the information if you're interested to respond or not. When you're looking for your own space, you get more hands-on approach, because there's things like views, like if you want a view or if you want a particular floor plan that needs more analysis, and so you need a professional who's doing the work for you to save you time. So you would tell us what you need, and then what would happen is immediately, if our team has any questions at all, just to clarify, not waste your time showing you buildings that don't work, one of our client success specialists would reach out to you and say, hey, Susan, I just want to make sure you need a conference room, not a large meeting room. Because there's differences. You're going to need projectors, et cetera. And you go, oh, yeah, okay. Then after that, what ends up happening is our on-demand expert, or your butler, per se, your commercial real estate butler, is introduced to you via email, and you are notified that within an hour or whatever the timeline is that day, you're going to get results from them. And then you'll get a notification from Digzy. You've had the expert who's done an analysis across all of the professional listing services that you don't have access to, saving you money. And you know, that person's making recommendations like, Susan, based on what you've told me, here's a list of 10. I think 3, 5, and 7 are perfect. When do you want to go see them? You just hit reply. You go, let's go see them tomorrow at 3. And our on-demand expert will handle all the scheduling and meet you at the building. And they go beyond that, too. When you like a building, they'll go in and negotiate with the landlord to keep the rent down for you.
Well, it sounds like it would be that the market would be very responsive to what you've done. So tell me about that. I would imagine that you've just gone gangbusters.
Yeah, you know what? At the beginning, like every startup, you're kind of just trying to find product market fit. We knew the needs there, but we just didn't know how to execute it. We spent a lot of time, you know, jumping on the phone, doing a lot of work manually with the customers, meaning the business owners. And then when we finally found things out, then we were able to streamline a lot of those things and create programmatic efficiencies. And now what we've done is, as of we're a year old exactly today. It's kind of funny because we didn't incorporate on thanks. We didn't actually incorporate till March of last year, but we had already started executing on this business model on it, so we used that date. And what we've done is as of a year ago, we're today processing about 100 over almost $200 million in commercial real estate leases, anywhere from Southern California, Northern California, Seattle, and New York. And we're going into other markets as we speak right now. So growth has been
about that. So where are you going to now?
Yeah, that's a good question. So usually what we do is we see what the areas of high demand are, and then we also do some internal testing just to make sure to validate that demand. Mm-hmm. And what we'll do is we'll basically look at where the higher demand markets are. And there's nothing new under the sun. It's usually the metropolitan areas, like, you know, New York and California are the biggest markets in the U.S. for commercial real mm-hmm. estate. You got other ones like, you know, Chicago, Atlanta, you've got Pennsylvania, you've got Texas, Florida. It kind of just runs a gamut. You kind of already know who the usual suspects are. We just prioritize which markets to go into.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So you're going to have a big rollout. You're going to have a big rollout this year.
Yeah, we're pretty busy and we're hiring too. So that's a nice thing. We've gone pretty fast. The brokers, you know, the biggest challenge in the real estate space is everybody's always just trying to get the broker out of the way, and that's where you get a lot of resistance. What we've done is something a little bit different. We understood, having the background, that, you know, not necessarily in residential, maybe you can get the broker out of the way in residential, but in commercial, there really isn't an easy way for you to look at a listing and say, oh, this has a view, or, hey, this landlord will do this, or, hey, you can actually operate that type of business in there. So it's a lot more complex. You kind of need to have that internal knowledge from a seasoned professional to make those decisions efficiently. And what we've done is we've basically short-circuited the amount of time it takes you to have somebody with that skill set and that expertise to do the work for you within a few hours, rather than spending a month trying to identify who that person is.
And so does the business owner in this model understand the value then of those brokers?
You know what? Yeah, and that's the best thing. I mean, we have people who find us by typing in commercial broker. We have people who find us just by searching for real estate. But the biggest thing is that we get is like, wow, you gave us a phone call like right away. You know, unfortunately, when you're small, you don't get the attention from brokers. And we've changed that. We actually do give you the time and attention. If we can't help you for some reason, let's say just for some reason or another, I can't really think of one right now, we'll still try to be of help and connect you with people who might be able to assist you, or places that might be able to take your use.
It just sounds really like very much of a wow, you know, because
yeah.
Everybody is so busy, and, you know, I wouldn't necessarily know, you know, all of the questions to ask. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I
yeah.
kind of need this space and, you know, have some of these requirements and, you know, maybe need a conference room, but, you know, having
right.
an expert on board at the other end to really kind of, you know, pull the questions out of me and say, hey, you thought about this or you thought about this, and
yes.
have those relationships with, you know, the building owners and the community and know the space.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that would, sounds like that's an invaluable relationship that you've developed.
Yeah, and you know, the ultimate vision for Digzy is we really want to be like your personal commercial real estate assistant or butler, per se,
mm-hmm.
in your pocket or on your desktop.
Okay.
So whenever, regardless of whether you have the knowledge of real estate or not, we know you just want to focus on your business. You've got plenty to do there, and you're extremely slammed. So you can just rely on Digzy. We take care of everything. We vetted every single expert on our platform who's going to become your personal butler free of charge. Their performance is scored by the system. We monitor to make sure you're being well taken care of. It's all programmatic and based on your feedback as well, because we reach out to you programmatically too and you give us feedback whether things are working out. But essentially what we want to do is make sure that you never have to worry about commercial real estate again. So whether it's office, warehouse, or retail space, you go on your phone, you can summon Digzy. You go on your desktop, you can summon Digzy and just offset that whole entire process to us.
Well, there you are, Orange County, and San Francisco's coming up this year, and Chicago and Florida and Texas. If this podcast goes all the way there, check out Digzy.com. And we have a little bit of time left. And just so tell me a little bit about Founders Coffee.
Sure.
So very quickly.
The URL is actually getdigzy.com, so GETDIGSY.com for anybody that wants to explore, or you can just type Digzy into Google and we'll pop up. But yeah, Founders Coffee is, so coming out of real estate, I didn't have an entrepreneur background. I mean, real estate's entrepreneurial, but when we went out and raised money, you know, structured teams, I didn't know a lot, except I did have friends who were entrepreneurs who had introduced me to other technology entrepreneurs, and they've helped us get to where we are in a very short period of time. So I had actually met a lot of people in Orange County who were very, very, very successful. like Chris Hawkins from SignNow. He sold SignNow to Barracuda Networks. Now it's called CudaSign. Then there's the guys from Connectifier. Those are two Google guys with a very fast-growing AI recruiting platform. Dan Rodriguez from Cario. And the biggest complaint from everybody is like there aren't enough entrepreneurs out here. So that I thought that was BS. And what I, me and this group of people did, we basically formed a small group where we would all meet for coffee and discuss one topic. And then it became over time as the group grew last year. We started probably like maybe like 7-8 months ago. As the group grew, we were all personally bringing in other entrepreneurs that we liked, we believed in, we thought had potential, and other seasoned entrepreneurs, and like Fred Thiel from local.com and things like that. And what we've done is we've basically created a platform in which entrepreneurs in Orange County can come and learn from the best of the best. And there's always a topic. Last week we interviewed Isaac Saldana, who's the founder of SendGrid, which is an email transactional email platform, and they're right down the street from my office in Orange County. So we get to basically meet each other and at the same time build a great ecosystem. So now they can exchange numbers, they can visit with each other. The SendGrid guys can talk to somebody else who's achieved something in the space of, like, let's say, marketing automation and things like that. So it's been, I'm not going to say that there isn't a side from giving back to the community, which is the best thing. What we've been able to do is we've been able to basically also market Digzy to these entrepreneurs through that platform. And it's really just Digzy giving back to the community because we want business owners to grow, because if they grow, they need space. But at the same time, we want to see entrepreneurship flourish here. So we've had, you know, venture capitalists come in. We've had angel investors come in who are pretty visible. We've had people who, you know, the guys from Gaikai who sold Gaikai. That's basically Netflix for or on-demand video games. They've come in. They've talked about how that went through when they sold that company to Sony. So we have a pretty interesting group. We also have it's every Friday.
Okay. Stradling, and where and what time?
That's at the Eureka Building. So it's every Friday at the Eureka Building in Irvine. That's on Alton Parkway and Red Hill. So that's in Irvine. If you're curious about where the location is, you can go to eurekabuilding.com. And it's at 8 a.m. Through 10 a.m. And it usually, for the first 30 minutes, it's just, you know, networking. Then we do what's called huddle talk, which an entrepreneur who's there, they know they have a lot of really successful and experienced entrepreneurs there. They can express something that they're having a challenge with, or maybe they want an opinion or a second thought or something, and they're able to ask all of the other successful entrepreneurs about their thoughts and their advice. Then at 9 o'clock, we jump into the keynote interview, at which I conduct. And all of these are also videotaped, and we get them up on our website, which is if you go to getdigzy.com, you can go to the blog. And you'll see a few. You'll see some blogs about either real estate or entrepreneurship, but you'll find some videos there. And we've probably done about 20 videos, so we constantly are releasing new videos on the website every week.
Well, that's terrific. Andrew, I want to thank you for coming on Creative Orange County and launching our 2016 series of interviews. And good luck, and you know, maybe have you back, you know, kind of the middle of the year, and you can give us an update on where Get Digzy is. But everyone, it's getdigzy.com, and it's Founders Coffee. So thank you, Andrew, very much.
Awesome. Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Susan. I really appreciate it. This was fun.
Thank you, and have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.